Vivian Brown's son Matthew was 27 when he was hit by a car and suffered fatal injuries, and she remembers holding his hand as doctors asked for permission to harvest his organs.
I talked to Matthew. I said, "What do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do?" And my answer was this. I heard, "Let me go, Mom."
Matthew ultimately donated his kidneys, his pancreas, and his liver, and Moore says she's happy a part of him has helped someone else live. Lisa Gagne's on the other end of the spectrum. Her young son had battled kidney disease for years when she received a call that a donor kidney was available.
To us, it was kind of bittersweet because we knew that the kidney had come from someone that had just passed. But in the end, it's made our life so much better. He's so much happier, so much healthier.
Matthew ultimately donated his kidneys, pancreas, and liver, and Brown says she's happy a part of him has helped someone else live. In New York State, only 17% of people who could be on the organ donor registry list sign up. And that's too bad, says Amy Friedman, Upstate Hospital Transplant Program Director, who says doctors can do more than ever with donated organs.
Our medical ability, the medications that we have, are so effective at preventing a rejection that we're now doing transplants that are to improve the quality of life, not only to save lives purely.
Friedman's hoping the ease of joining the registry now by going online to the MyDMV section of the Department of Motor Vehicles website will swell the number of New Yorkers who are willing to become organ donors. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.